Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Anything you want here, just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves as we kick off the second hour of the program. We're talking about, or going to get into talking about, zombie companies. What does that mean? We'll tell you more about it, but we ended up talking about inflation, and Mark, I know you had something else you wanted to say on the subject of the devaluation of the U.S. dollar. Now, of course, we know this happens in other countries with other central banks. They're all playing the same game.
Right.
The question is, you know, how fast are they willing to inflate?
Right. So at some point, in we've been doing this here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about, the currency not being backed by value. I think that the first year that we did that was 2004.
Okay.
If I had to make a guess.
I think I was involved in the Liberty dollar since as far back as, like, 2001 or something like that.
I don't think so. I think you got into the Liberty
later?
Dollar in
maybe you're right. Maybe
2004.
You're right.
Either way, I think a guy called in when we were still syndicated on the weekends. So that was 2004. I know that much.
Okay.
He talked to us about sort of, you know, the money isn't, you know, backed by gold. It sounded like a conspiracy theory to me. I'm like, oh, a kook. Look, a kook. And we did a lot more of this sort of ferreting out the kooks back in 2004 than we have to do today here on Free Talk Live. Perhaps it's because we're one of them now. I don't know. But that guy was absolutely right. I don't know his name, but I want to thank him. He's probably dead. I learned something, and I looked into it, and he was right, that there's some really interesting stuff about the U.S. dollar not being backed by, by value. And all we have going on right now, the creation of currency during this COVID crisis, the government creates the crisis, creates the solution, which creates a crisis, which creates a solution. I mean, what they call Hegelian dialectic or something like that, where it's problem, solution, where the government just keeps on going and never missing the opportunity to fix a crisis, in many cases, that they created. And if you're a listener of Free Talk Live and have been listening for some time, you need to know that this is how it's going to go. Like, I'm not just talking about what's happened in the past. I'm talking about what's happening in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The probable, and in fact, almost certain result of 10 or 15 more years of the U.S. dollar's global, currency hegemony.
Yep.
Is that this will happen again, ladies and gentlemen.
They're already talking about another bailout.
And when it happens again, it's not like I didn't warn you. At some point, this problem is no longer the Federal Reserve and all their shenanigans. It's no longer the politicians and all their lying and thieving. It's no longer somebody else's fault. It's yours.
Sure. Well, they say, and I think generally it's a true statement, the people get the government they deserve. And these people in America, and I'm including Canada in that as well. I've been reading some of the tweets from Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, and he is just fed up with all the, the people in Canada as well, just being pathetic. And just like the Americans, so many of them walking around doing exactly what they're told by the government and putting a mask on, closing their businesses down, obediently destroying their own life and their own livelihood in order to supposedly save somebody's life somewhere. And they're just so obedient. And so they're going to keep getting abused. They're going to keep getting told what to do. They're going to keep being, taking these dollars and acting as though they're worth something, even though they're going to have their value stolen from them consistently over time. But the good news is you can exempt yourself from it. to the extent that you're willing to take your value out of the dollar and put it into something else, whether it's cryptocurrency or gold or something else, you know, real estate, whatever you think is a good investment that's not the dollar,
right,
then you have a chance to protect some of your wealth.
Right. I couldn't tell you what the stock market's going to do in the next 12 months, but I can tell you that a savings account is a fool's investment in a fiat currency world.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to get across here. Now, when you say the people get the government that they deserve, I don't disagree with that notion, but I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are responsible once you understand what's going on here. And if you've been listening for any period of time, then you understand. And if you don't, call in at 855-450-3733, and I will help you to understand that the government, those in power, the 1%, you pick your terminology.
They're just people.
The oligarchs, these human beings that exist, not by creating value, but by robbing people of value.
Mm-hmm.
Those people will rob you again. And if you let them, you can go on continuing to operate as a serf in their system. Life isn't bad that way.
Sure.
We've got good beer. We've got some great sports teams. And you can have a fine time.
Yeah, people they're begging right now for their next $1,200 check.
When you decide you want to break out of that paradigm and you want to live a better life than what they call middle class, because middle class is diminishing in its sort of value in comparison to the upper echelon of people. They're living rather well. Now, they pay a lot for that additional benefit that they got, but they do live better. And if you want to break out of that, that's your responsibility. You've got to do that. And, you know,
well, one thing that is going to help you is understanding how they take advantage of you.
That's the first place to go.
The money system works. So let's talk about how they're taking your value and giving it to a bunch of corporations that you may or may not have stock in. Probably most people don't. But according to BloombergQuint.com, they were once America's corporate titans, beloved household names, case studies and success. But now they're increasingly looking like something else. Zombies. And their numbers are swelling. From Boeing Corporation, Carnival Corp, Delta Airlines, ExxonMobil, and Macy's, many of the nation's most iconic companies aren't earning enough to cover their interest expenses, which is, they say, a key criterion, as most market experts define it, for zombie status. I mean, they can't even make their interest payments on their debts. Right? That's what that means.
That's not good.
Almost 200 corporations, 200, have joined the ranks of so-called zombie firms since the onset of the pandemic, according to a Bloomberg analysis of financial data from 3,000 of the country's largest publicly traded companies.
If you have an S&P matching fund or one in your 401k, and likely if you've got any of the big names, Vanguard and whatever out there, then you do have some of your money in an S&P matching fund. Absolutely, you own Delta. Yep.
It's what good's it going to do you? They're going under.
Well, they've got problems, that's for sure, but they're not going to go under if the government keeps on pumping money
into
them.
That's part of the problem.
And
why would they change anything if they're going to keep getting money pumped in?
And I can see the argument that one would make that the domestic air service is important to the country. Now, I would argue that the marketplace will handle it. Yeah, I know it's scary. I know the failure of a major company is scary. But, sorry, that's how it works. That's how the capitalism, as they like to call it, or the free market works. That's how this creative destruction works.
Well, the argument, and it's a good one from these companies, is, hey, you screwed my business, hand it over. I get that. That makes sense. I don't say they're wrong for demanding, hey, you basically told our customers they can't be our customers anymore. If you want us to be around in another year, then you should probably give us some money. So, like, you know, that makes sense. But unfortunately, it's not their money to give. It's they're stealing value from people in order to do it.
Right. The United States government has no money. Yep. They've been in debt since the early 1800s.
Everything they have, they've taken. So what they said here was that 200 corporations have joined the ranks of zombie firms this year because of the pandemic, which is actually because of the government's response. But zombie firms now account for nearly 20% of the 3,000 largest publicly traded companies. So that's a lot. And even more stark, they've added almost $1 trillion of debt to their balance sheets in the time span, bringing the total obligations to $1.36 trillion. That's more than double the roughly $500 billion that zombie companies owed at the peak of the financial crisis. So they owe a lot of money. And there's more to say about it. We'll share that with you. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't suppose anybody actually supports this ongoing, you know, government flushing of your money into these corporations. But if you do, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news. Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
what you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can check out Divi. It's a cryptocurrency. Now, there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. There are thousands of them. So this is one that is worth an extra look because, well, first of all, it's programmed by liberty-minded folks. We met them back at the Anarchapulco events that you and I attended for some number of years. And they came on board with Free Talk Live over a year ago. And Divi has done well for Free Talk Live in that time span. Now, it had a real peak earlier this year. It's down since then, which might mean it's a good time to get some.
It may very well mean that.
Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But one thing you can count on is that Divi has masternodes that make it super easy to be a masternode. Now, what does that mean? It means that you, if you run this software, will be providing a service, certain services to the Divi network, and you get rewarded for providing those services and making Divi a better
network. Those
services
are quite easy. I mean, we have one of these masternodes.
Plug and play.
And you do not, we do nothing. I mean, when we wish, we look at what it's doing, but that's other than that. I mean, it's basically a digital ant farm.
Yeah, so you can go and learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. You can acquire Divi in a couple different ways. You can, of course, go through the traditional sign up for an exchange kind of method, or you can do it what they call over the counter and just get it directly from the Divi team. You can link into their Telegram channel if you've got questions and you want to talk to them. Go to diviproject.org, diviproject.org, as we continue talking about zombie companies.
I do want to talk about zombie companies, but I want to delve into speculation for perhaps a minute. Bitcoin has gone on, are we going to call this a run?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, it's been on a run all year, basically.
It hasn't hit the...
Especially in the last few months.
It hasn't hit the peak that it hit in 2017 or 2018?
Correct, 2017, late 2017, I think, was when...
Of 20,000. Yeah. But it's well on its way, and if the patterns continue, it could very well be there by the end of the week.
Well, I'll tell you this. Technically, it's already selling at over 20,000 because the vending machines in town here, it's over 20,000.
But are your sales as good as they were?
No.
6 months ago? Okay. It may be that people have found better ways to get cryptocurrency and the vending machines have changed. I don't know. Anyway.
The vending machine buyers are fickle. Sometimes they'll buy like crazy. Like in 2017, December of that year, when the price was running up, we had record sales.
Yep.
So it's just also, it's some people aren't leaving their homes as much. This is, who knows what factors.
Who knows? Yeah. My point is,
someone has paid more than $20,000 right now for Bitcoin.
If Bitcoin is in the early stages of a run, then what I would expect to happen, and again, this is speculation. Mm-hmm. This is not financial advice. Nope. This is not me telling you what to do.
We don't know what's coming tomorrow. We
this
have no idea.
This is me prattling on about what goes on inside my brain, mm-hmm. okay? And what I would expect to happen is at some point or another, the alts pick up their skirts and begin to, and by the alts, I mean the cryptocurrencies that are not Bitcoin, not BTC, but say the top 20 or whatever, and maybe even ones lower than that, but to begin running too. And if that's the case, I would also believe that they will run at a higher percentage mm-hmm. than BTC. And many of them offer a better service than BTC does. We can get into all that sort of speculation, but this is me believing that at some point the alts are going to go on a run.
I think you're right about that, and I think that it's going to have to do with when people figure out that Bitcoin's still broken. I think that's going to be a major factor in why and when that occurs. But we'll find out. Only time will tell. So we're talking about these zombie companies. There are, according to Bloomberg's analysis of financial data, of the 3,000 largest publicly traded companies in the United States, about 20% of them are what they considered zombie companies, meaning that they are
already dead.
They're not even, they're just like, yeah, they're basically living dead. They're not able to cover their interest expenses on whatever debts that they have. So the consequences, they say, for America's economic recovery here are profound. The Federal Reserve's effort to stave off a rash of bankruptcies by purchasing corporate bonds might very well have prevented another depression, but in helping hundreds of ailing companies gain virtually unfettered access to credit markets, policymakers may inadvertently be directing the flow of capital to unproductive firms.
Right.
Depressing employment and growth for years to come.
And this is Smith's invisible hand being smacked on the smacked with a ruler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, presumably the invisible hand moves and moves money to the most worthy of any given company at any given point.
It'll put the ones out of business that need to go out of business.
And claws away money from those and mm-hmm. puts it in the right place or whatever it's supposed to do. So when the government gets involved, it generally doesn't go well, and at the end of it all, you can kind of look and say, hey, that didn't go good,
mm-hmm.
but we keep doing it. The government keeps doing it. The people calling themselves your leaders keep doing it.
Right. They say here that it might have prevented another depression by them giving away all these trillions earlier this year, but that didn't do it. If it prevented anything, it just prevented it from happening immediately. It just also likely extended and deepened whatever's coming.
Well, I mean, and we don't know whether they didn't create, so we do know they created the economic situation that would have caused the depression had it caused it. Now, what we don't know is what would COVID have done had the government done what a government is supposed to do and just not get involved.
Well, that's what your idea of a government is supposed to do. It seems like every other government seems to think they should get involved, with the exception of, like, Belarus. That seems to be the only government that actually hasn't, government gang that actually hasn't cracked down in any meaningful sense. So again, they're dumping a bunch of money, your money, into these companies that are already failing, and they're going to continue failing. Because if they were already failing to begin with, what makes you think that getting another billion or $20 billion or $300 billion is going to change anything? These people don't know what they're doing. They're in a new marketplace. They don't know how to compete. Whatever the reasons, they're not making it. So this is Torsten Slok, who's the chief economist at Apollo Global Management. He said, quote, "We have come to the point where that we should ask, what are the unintended consequences?" He says, "The Fed, for stability reasons, decided to step in. They knew they were going to create zombies. Now the question becomes, what about the companies that have been kept alive that otherwise would have gone out of business?" Unquote. While zombie firms are more commonly associated with 1990s Japan, post-crisis Europe, or even China in recent years, their ranks in the U.S. have been increasing for over a decade, fueled in part by years of ultra-loose monetary policy. And that's between both the Republicans and Democrats. Remember, they all signed on board with this trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie companies get their nickname because of their tendency to limp along, unable to earn enough to dig out from under their obligations, but still with sufficient access to credit to roll over their debts. They're a drag on the economy because
Clear Channel was this way for years.
They're still in debt.
Yeah, well, they have to be. I mean, they couldn't possibly have paid it off.
They went through bankruptcy.
Who paid off their debt in 2020?
They're a drag on the economy because they keep assets tied up in companies that can't afford to invest and build their businesses. Of course not. Of course, not every company that becomes a zombie is destined to stay one forever. There are some comeback stories, like Boston Scientific Corporation to Sprint Corp. Many firms that have seen earnings wiped out due to the coronavirus outbreak are likely to rebound once a vaccine allows the global economy to return to a more normal footing. Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, but when that's the case, wouldn't you like to see a company that managed to keep a lot of its powder dry, keep a lot of assets out, so that they could buy up when this sort of thing? Wouldn't you rather see that company succeed than, one of the
bring them back from the
welfare
dead.
Welfare horse.
855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you can join us. Bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid a third significant wave of new coronavirus cases, the United States has added 50,000 deaths linked to COVID-19 in the past 60 days, pushing the death toll to over 250,000 Americans. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Many states are starting to shut down again, but Laura Kelly, Democratic governor from Kansas, says that's not how she's handling things.
We have learned a lot over the 9 months of this pandemic, and you know, we took some pretty drastic action at the beginning because we didn't know anything else to do. But now we do know that there are other ways to mitigate the spread of this virus.
Georgia's nearly finished recounting 5 million ballots cast in the presidential election. All 159 counties expected to meet the midnight deadline. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nevada's Republican Party announced a new election contest on Tuesday to throw out fraud and ensure integrity of the election. Former Attorney General for Nevada Adam Laxalt lays out the case.
We are presenting today in our formal contest that there are north of 15,000 people who voted in Nevada and another state.
As coronavirus cases across the country continue to rise, new COVID-19 restrictions are being put in place across the country. In Oregon, only 6 people are allowed from 2 households. In New Mexico, no more than 5 people can be in one house at a time. And Chicago and Philadelphia are saying no indoor gatherings of any size. Michigan adding restrictions that say all school will be done now remotely, no organized sports, no indoor dining, movie theaters, casinos, and bowling centers will also be closed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about zombie companies. Apparently, there are more now than there have been in recent years, maybe ever. And speaking of Mark in the studio here tonight, our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And unfortunately, the government gang is exacerbating the problem by handing a bunch of your money to the zombie companies. That only makes matters worse, not only for your standard of living, because they're inflating the money supply, but also because these companies suck at what they're doing. That's why they're in the situation that they're in, and so you're just extending their suckage for a longer period of time until ultimately they end up going bankrupt and possibly getting bought up by, you know, whoever. So we can tell you more about that. We'll also go to your phone calls and your thoughts. And I want to say thanks to Richard Thompson, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. That means that Richard is contributing $10 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Free Talk Live is not a zombie. We're in good financial status. We do not have any debt. And our marketing budget is basically you guys. So people like Richard who are getting behind the show, helping us advertise, market, and promote. promote. That's what AMP stands for, to help us get on more radio stations around the United States and bring new internet listeners on board as well. So if you like what we do and you want to help support our mission here, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Get some of the cool benefits and perks of being an amplifier. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk more about the zombie companies here in a moment. Dave is on the line in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I'm in the middle of a ambush interview rampage, thanks in part to your advertising.
Well, thank you.
Which is continually much appreciated.
Yeah.
And today I had a chance to follow up on a story that you reported by ambush interviewing the perpetrator.
Which one? What story?
So you were talking about some kind of a prosecution of a restaurant or other business for minor COVID violations by the Attorney General.
I don't remember which one. Are you talking about here in the Keene area?
It's in New Hampshire. It's not in Keene, I don't
think. Is this the karaoke lounge that got fined $2,000?
Right. I think that's what it was, yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't know I was going to run into the AG today, and I didn't remember the exact details right off the top of my head, but I was able to ask him, you know, hey, you know, what's up? I understand you're prosecuting this business for, you know, alleged COVID violations or whatnot.
They were having karaoke, and they got fined $2,000, and supposedly they're the only business in New Hampshire that at least I've heard of that has actually received a fine for violating the COVID restrictions.
Yeah, so he just basically acted, he seems like he didn't really know that much about it. He wouldn't answer the question and fled the scene.
Typical.
Well, I mean, you can't expect to, I wouldn't expect them to comment on an open case anyway, because that's not what they do. They probably should. I mean, if they're supposed to represent the people of New Hampshire, they probably should comment, but they don't actually. That's just a lie.
Right.
Yep. But yeah, they have these things called executive council meetings. I think every month.
And a lot of lying goes on there. Yeah,
probably. The governor's supposed to be there. I've only been to one back when Maggie Hassan was governor, and it was fun. You know, she was trying to figure out how to not be on the Ridley Report.
I was going to say, you being there is the only thing that could possibly have made an executive council meeting fun. I suspect those things are boring as they could possibly be. The executive council, for listeners that aren't familiar, is not a typical thing you see in state governments.
No.
Here,
the U.S. government.
As I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, I believe the executive council essentially holds the purse strings to some extent, meaning that the governor cannot authorize certain expenditures over, I think it's like $1,500 or something. It's something relatively small. I don't remember what the number is offhand. But basically, they have to get the 5 votes on this executive council, the majority of them, in order to authorize certain expenditures. So it's like an additional check on expenditures.
Right. So executive council, as the name might indicate, it's basically got other powers that some of the powers of the governor are in the hands of this executive council.
Mm-hmm.
However, as I understand it, any law that has to do with spending must go through the executive council also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in some extent, because there's 5 people on it, I would call it a third. It's like a tricameral government. But it's not legislative. Laws don't originate in the executive council.
Right.
I'm sure the executive council people could get a law passed if they wanted.
Anyway, I was there partly to try and ambush interview the governor. To ask him why he was calling himself Your Excellency.
it's his Excellency.
His Excellency. I mean, his executive orders refer to him as His Excellency.
And he signs those, he knows it, right? Like, it's pretty clear.
He managed to get into that meeting without me even seeing the motorcade, right?
Wow.
Like, they were so so back door.
Hold on. By motorcade, you mean the one SUV. I don't think you can call that a motorcade. He doesn't have any other motors involved in this thing. It's just one SUV that carries this governor around. He has one security agent that walks around with him.
He's the weakest governor in America, but still his rules matter during this COVID time.
So he avoided your detection on this one. By the way, I did pull up the executive council story here from the Wikipedia, and it's $10,000. So I'd said $1,500. It was, I was off by a large factor there.
No, you said 15,000.
No, I said 1,500. So $10,000.
That was the number that came up in my brain.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's contracts that have a value greater than $10,000. So I don't think it's expenditures per se. It's just contracts. So okay. Whatever that
state
means.
State contracts.
With bureaucrats or that sort of thing. Dave, anything else you want to share about your experience today?
Well, there was a lot more, but you'll see it on the channel. Unfortunately, it's going to take weeks for me to trickle these videos.
Wow.
I got so much video over the last few days.
Check him out, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And he's always, thanks for the call tonight, he's always doing these ambush interviews, and they're so entertaining. And I wish there were more people that would do this, because
nobody's, the idea of the United States is that we hold our politicians accountable, that it is the government of we the people, but it isn't.
Dave actually does.
And you know it isn't. Dave, on the other hand, has made it his life's work to do that.
Yeah. And it's pretty entertaining when he does, because these bureaucrats and these politicians, they're
not used to
this.
No, they're not used to it, and they should be.
And they act, in some cases, very unprofessionally.
Their jobs should be uncomfortable if they're doing a bad job.
Right. If only there were a Dave Ridley outside the door, because he always, like, lurks outside and catches them on the way into their meeting. Hey, aren't you with the city council? You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Or he might even know who he's looking for. Sometimes he just doesn't know who he's looking for. He's just standing outside. He doesn't know who, you don't know who the hell these people are, right?
You drop a line in the water, you don't know what you're going to catch.
Are you with the city council? And they'll say yes or no, and then he'll ask them different questions based on why he's there. If only there was a Dave Ridley outside of every city council chamber, man, their lives would be so much more frustrating.
Yes.
And they would be so much more annoyed with doing what they do. Because they're used to just getting away with this stuff. Most people don't go to the city council meetings at all. And I don't blame you. It's boring. I mean, it is bad.
It's designed that way.
Right. Most people don't. Now that they're forcing them online, that does make them a little more accessible to some people, but it also makes them completely inaccessible to certain other people, like people that don't have the internet, for instance, or people that just want to go physically and see these people in real life. So kudos to Dave for doing that. I really appreciate that work. It's good stuff. And again, he's here in New Hampshire doing that. So if you want to be in the best place to ambush government goons, this is a good spot for it. And Dave has definitely paved the way in a lot of ways for that. So 855-450 free like freedom. We were sharing with you this story by Bloomberg about these zombie corporations, zombie companies, larger numbers this year than previously because of the government crackdowns, because of the lockdowns, the stay-at-home orders. The results of an analysis by Bloomberg paint a grim picture. The zombie company, by the way, is a company that is not even able to pay off its interest payments. Not able to meet its interest payments on its debts. More than a sixth of the Russell 3000 Index, that is the 3000 top corporations, more than a sixth of them, or 527 companies, haven't earned enough to meet their interest payments. That compares with 335 firms at the end of last year. And there's more to share with you about this. If you want to comment, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here, and you can share your thoughts also on zombie companies, which there are larger numbers of them now than previously, according to Bloomberg. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So what is a zombie company?
A company that's deeply in debt, and that isn't nearly as exciting as saying zombie.
And not just that they're deeply in debt, but they're so bad off they can't even make the interest payments.
Yeah.
On the debt that they have, which means if you can't make the interest payments, you're never getting out of debt.
Right.
So you got a problem.
Yeah, nobody cares if you're in debt if you can make your payments. They can't.
So, and the numbers have gone up. Sixth of the Russell 3000 Index, which is looking at the 3,000 biggest companies in the United States, a sixth of them, more than a sixth, or 527 companies, haven't earned enough to meet their interest payments this year. That compares with 335 firms at the end of last year. The $1.36 trillion that they collectively now owe dwarfs the $378 billion of debt that zombie firms reported before the pandemic laid waste to balance sheets.
Okay, let me consume that. So it's $1.6 trillion. $1.36 trillion.
Owed by 527 companies.
Yeah, that sort of are zombie companies now versus the zombie companies at the end of 2019, which owed
$378 billion.
Yeah, that dwarfs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not quite five, you know, it's roughly four times.
It's another trillion dollars.
Yeah.
$1 trillion in debt from America's biggest companies.
Yep.
TikTok, ladies and gentlemen.
And this is with the government throwing money at them.
Yeah.
Right? Boeing has seen its total obligations balloon by $32 billion. Carnival went up $14.8 billion. Delta up $24.2 billion, and so on and so forth.
The government's only going to throw enough money at these companies that they stay, alive. They're not going to give them enough money to service their debts and things like that. They're, you know, they say, well, wait until the good times come.
So among new entrants, all four major U.S. airlines with a combined $128 billion of debt have become zombies in the year 2020.
Right. And I would say that that's largely the people calling themselves our rulers and their reactions to the COVID virus.
Yep. But regardless of that, it's something you're going to have to deal with now, and likely what you're going to see is, I'm going to guess, more consolidation among the airline industry.
I'm just defending my silver premier status on United, that's all.
Well, whether they're going to be called United by the end of 2021 is another question.
I would say that United is the best name, because United isn't called United because somebody created an airline called United.
No, they bought a bunch of failing airlines.
It was failing airlines came together to call themselves
right.
United.
And that's going to keep going, I suspect, as these companies fail. Of course, movie theaters, we've talked about their difficulties this year. They've added to the list. Other entertainment companies on the list grew from 2 last year to 10 this year, accounting for nearly $28 billion of additional debt. Ken Monahan, who's the portfolio manager at a company that oversees about $85 billion, says, "We distinguish between the walking wounded and the walking dead. The question is whether the business model has changed so significantly as a result of the pandemic that survival comes into question. Few sectors are likely to die, but some may require a radical transformation to survive and attract capital." Now, economists have long warned that zombies are less productive, spend less on physical and intangible capital, and grow less in terms of employment and assets than their peers. And how could they grow? I mean, they're just trying to stay above water.
Right. They exist for the purpose of servicing the debt of the bonds and the banks and whomever out there.
But new research from the Bank for International Settlements shows that zombies may be even more damaging to an economy than previously thought.
Really?
Not only are firms staying in a zombie state for longer than in years past, but of the roughly 60% of firms that do manage to ultimately exit zombie status, many nonetheless experience prolonged weakness in productivity, profitability, and growth, leading to long-term underperformance.
So they're probably making themselves too lean in order to pay off the debt, and then when they, you know, get back out of zombie status, they're still reeling from how little capital they have.
Well, plus these big corporations, they're just not nimble, you know, they're not as innovative as the new entrants into various industries. So, moreover, recovered firms are 3 times more likely to become zombies again compared to firms that have never been a zombie.
Really?
According to the September study, which examined companies in 14 advanced economies over 3 decades. The zombie disease seems to cause long-term damage also on those that recover from it, according to the Bank for International Settlements. In their report, they said further that a firm's viability should be an important criterion for its eligibility for government and central bank support. Well, of course, we think that there should be no governmental handouts to any of these companies, because that's part of the problem, is that these people can rely on their political connections to keep money flowing in.
Yeah, I totally see why governments hand out, you know, money to these corporations. And
the corporations handed the politicians campaign donations. That's number one reason why.
In order to, you know, strengthen the nation or whatever it is, the sort of excuse they make. But I would say that a world where businesses are allowed to fail is superior to a world where they are not, and politicians have no qualifications for determining who is, who shouldn't fail and who should. Like, that's just lobbyists, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Come on.
That's all it is. So, I mean, there's a little bit more to the story. That pretty much is the gist of it for you there about these zombie corporations and the absolutely dismal state of the economy. And then, of course, you can drill down and look at the individual stories. For instance, they mentioned movie theaters in there. There's an interesting piece here by the Hollywood Reporter.
Well, before you go on, I want to remind people that it's been a long time, if it ever was true, that this was a nation of the people, by the people, for the people. It's a nation of the corporations, by the lawyers, by the lobbyists for the lawyers.
That's correct. And it's never going to change.
Yeah.
So the best thing we can hope for is for the death of the nation. And what I mean by that is the end of the United States, having states secede from the United States, whether they want to join in their own other little federations, whatever, who cares. But to have more choice for people, to have a place where people can go where they'll find people that are more like them. If you love the government, get over to California and you know, Washington State and Oregon. You know,
they'll
these
do
are
such
places.
A great job there when they're unfettered by the rules from the United States federal
no,
government.
No, it'll be terrible and terrifying. But
oh. But if you love the government, you don't believe that.
Right. If you love the government, then give it your best shot and go all in. And if you love, like, theocracy and forcing your religious viewpoint down other people's throats, then go to a place like Utah or Texas or, you know, one of these reddest of the red states where you can try to force your viewpoint down people's throats. You love, you know, your bureaucrats with guns or whatever, your right-wing politicians. That people should be able to make these decisions and not have to live with people that are diametrically opposed to their belief systems. So,
well, I think that was intended, or at least that is how federalism has been pitched to me throughout my mm-hmm. life.
And, but the problem is the federal government gets in the way.
Right, and what we saw during the United States Civil War was a dramatic increase of the federal government. From it went from a federation to basically a functional state. If you ask people what country they live in, they're going to answer the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. The state, country and state are synonyms. And you live in whatever state you live in the United States, but nobody thinks of it that way.
Mm. And that needs to change.
Yeah. Well, I think that is your fundamental problem, is that somehow centralization was the solution. But I think that might be a human condition. The human that what I've seen throughout my life is increased centralization over time, and that, I gotta say, libertarians are really bad, or at least on this show, we're really bad about sort of going with the flow and using their movements, our opponents' movements against them,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, just what we do is just saying, this is bad, it's bad, stop doing that, it's bad, and it is. There's no doubt about it, but is it possible to use the what appears to be the historical, if not human, historical momentum of centralization against the concept of an authoritarian government? Is it possible? And if we can answer that question, then perhaps we can come up with a solution that is more than just sort of don't do it, stop doing that.
I think that for the most part, if you're centralizing government, you're going to create more problems. But to use the concept of centralization in our favor, we can do that with the idea of liberty-minded people centralizing themselves in one geographic area, because the fact is there aren't as many as we need for any kind of significant libertarian wave or something to take over the U.S., that's impossible. So what is possible is for liberty-minded people to pick up their lives and migrate to, as we discussed earlier, the number one most economically free place in North America, that is New Hampshire, to come to the same place, centralize our efforts, but still in a decentralized manner in New Hampshire, right? Because people are doing all kinds of different things.
Every state's decentralized, right? It's just a bunch of people.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll get talk a little bit more about the box office, how things are changing there. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's just spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.